Where I'm coming at this, where how I'm coming at this right now, and by the end of the conversation, I may have changed my mind. I reserve that right. But where I'm coming, how I'm coming at this right now is, I'm not suggesting that we ban swag T-shirts, and I'm not on some sort of crusade to get rid of all T-shirts. You know, I'm just at a point where, you know, as a responsible marketer, are you informed? Do you know what, you know, obviously you're paying £6 a unit mm-hmm. for the shirt or £4 a unit for the shirt. Okay. So that's the cost to your business, but what is the greater cost?
And, what's the greater cost to the planet? We did, did a plugin for Chrome a couple of years ago, a little Chrome browser plugin. I'm pretty sure it's still out. It was ibm.biz/knowthecost. And it could be, you can go in on websites, e-commerce sites all over the place, and it would tell you the environmental impact, the cost of buying that T-shirt. And in order to build it as a campaign, we did a whole thing behind it, this Know the Cost campaign. It was how much water does it take for certain things? And one of the ones that we picked on, I remember, was a red cotton T-shirt. And a red cotton T-shirt actually takes 700 gallons of water. Like 700 gallons of water to make a red cotton T-shirt. A pair of jeans and denim's got its amazingly brilliant brand and environmental story in itself. But a pair of jeans is about 20,000 gallons of water. So what we did is we did this kind of, it was almost like an art installation just to try and help people to be more aware. And we froze these different garments inside a block of ice that was made up of that much water. And then just dump them in football fields. I'm sure you could Google it and find images of them. And then you watched it melt. But the fact that you're seeing this little tiny red T-shirt in the middle of this huge block of ice of like, yeah, we did that. And yet we're facing, you know, these insane water shortages. I think in London alone, in London alone, we're looking at a water shortage by 2045. You know, we're going to be using 360 million liters of water a day. Companies like Thames Water frantically trying to figure out how do we fix that and make, you know, water supply and usage. And with smart meters and everything else, you know, how do we help us each to become more responsible about our water usage? Because it's just,
because water usage is going up, or is that because of population growth?
Population growth and climate change. Yeah. So the global warming has an impact, not as much of an impact over here. But yeah, population growth for sure, you know, and you think about it, right? There's something profound going on. It's taken roughly 10,000 generations for the planet to reach 2 billion people. But yet over the next two generations, we're going to go from 2 billion to 10 billion. And, you know, you could argue, well, it's a pretty compelling argument, you know, that a finite planet isn't going to support an infinite growth. So population growth is a huge problem. Now, what happens, a lot of people like Extinction Rebellion jump on bandwagons, of which I like some of their stuff, but a lot of it's quite sketchy. If you extrapolate some of that out on an exponential curve, of course it gets really bad quite quick. But when you look at the actual figures from, you know, United Nations and World Health Organization, it's probably going to top out at 10 or 11 billion people anyway. But even then, the planet just can't support that. We're going to need 70% more beef in the world. And the issue that we have currently is that whilst the West is causing most of these problems, certainly in global warming through the burning of fossil fuels, all the problems are being felt in the two-thirds of the world that are less privileged, developing world, you know, of which farming community and agriculture is the biggest, you know, they're getting the hardest hit. So the poorest people that didn't cause the problem, do you know what I mean? So there is a moral and an ethical responsibility there, but you know, how much of that, certainly in the marketing world, is, what was the cliche? We sell more stuff to people who don't need what they have to buy it with money they've not got to impress people they don't like.